This week is National Child Protection Week. eSafety, Australia's national independent regulator for online safety, are holding webinars for parents and carers to discuss online safety. To discuss these webinars, we are joined by Kelly Britnell, Manager of Education and Training at eSafety. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Marlene. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Now, a content warning to our listeners, I'm going to quickly ask Kelly about the current advice regarding this suicide video circulating. If you or anyone you know needs help, please do contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. And the kids' helpline is 1800 551 800. Now, the reports of this video circulating around social media apps like TikTok is quite distressing, and thousands of schools have been alerted about it. What is the current advice to parents and carers about this video?
Well, from eSafety's perspective, we're actually encouraging people who encounter this content to report it to the social media platforms that they've seen it on, because one of the issues around this video is the fact that it's being on-shared. And so the social media companies who we are working closely with and monitoring the situation, have removed content, but it's the content that then gets on-shared that is why it's still in circulation.
And how can people report the video to eSafety?
So in the first instance, they should report it to the social media platform because they're the ones who can remove it. Mm-hmm. But if you have reported and it hasn't been removed, report to esafety.gov.au, and on the homepage you'll see a report button, and you can go in there and report to our illegal and harmful content team who deals with these matters that do occasionally get circulated online.
Now, as part of National Child Protection Week, eSafety are holding webinars for parents to learn about popular apps. What are your top tips for parents and carers?
We've actually got quite a lot of tips, so I'll pick out some of the highlights. But I think it's the recognition that a lot of these sites are what we call commingled sites. And so you will have young people who are interacting with much older people. And just when you see an app or a game's age rating, it doesn't necessarily mean it's appropriate for your child, because you do have to think about the maturity, the vulnerability and resilience of your child or children. And that should play a part in your decision-making as to whether you think it's appropriate. So it's, particularly if you've got younger children, it's determining your child's readiness for social media. So, for example, can they understand the importance of protecting personal information? Do they know what's safe to share online? So it's some of those things that are really important for, say, your older teens. I think it's really about having conversations about the realities of social media, that they have to assume everything's in the public domain, and that once it is public, you don't have any control over it. Sometimes teens in particular will, join a closed group or a private, messaging group. But in effect, there is no such thing as a private message or closed group, particularly when it takes just one person to share that with others.
Of course. I remember as a teen myself, my mum used to tell me that you should post everything on the internet as if you're going to post it on the front page of the newspaper, which I used to roll my eyes at as a teenager, but it does make a fair amount of sense.
Well, I think probably being in the media, Marlene, now that you know that it can actually be on the front page of the newspaper.
That is definitely true. Now, one statistic is quite alarming. One in four young people have been contacted by a stranger online. How do we teach kids about stranger danger online and about privacy as well?
That's a really good question. Actually, the content that we're actually sharing with young people in primary school this week for Child Protection Week. And we've spoken to about 15,000 children already on Monday and Tuesday. and it is about privacy settings. It's about when a stranger contacts you, what are some of the questions you should be asking yourself? It's about making sure that if you feel uncomfortable at all about any conversation that you have, that you have to tell a trusted adult because they can help.
And how can parents and carers learn more about e-safety and participate in this week's webinars?
Well, there's a few things. The first thing, which is always there, and that's our website, our esafety.gov.au, and there is lots of information for parents. Some good information like the hard-to-have conversations about some of those topics that aren't difficult to discuss with children, like online pornography. But the other thing is our webinars that we're running. So we are almost fully subscribed on the webinars we've got this week, and so we've put an extra one on a couple of weeks down the track. But if you go onto our website, you'll see eSafety Training on the front page, and that will link you through to the parent webinars. And I'm sure we'll be running more of these ones on the popular apps just because we have been very much fully subscribed on these this week. So it's a parent's guide to popular apps. We look at four of the popular ones, which are TikTok, Snapchat, YouTube, and Instagram, and they're the ones we know are popular both for young people in primary school, but more so in the high school years.
Absolutely, there definitely are. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us and tell us about this program.
Thanks, Marlene.